Citizens Campaign for the Environment has some unsettling news for Long Islanders. Thousands on the island are drinking water with contaminants that exceed state standards.
The water suppliers have one responsibility, and only one, and that is to serve the public water that meets all of the New York State drinking water standards. And people deserve clean water.
That was Adrienne Esposito. She runs the group. She says 24 Long Island water suppliers applied to get extra time to meet the state's new drinking water standards. The state granted 21 deferrals. New York adopted the nation's first drinking water standard for 1,4-dioxane last year. The harmful chemical is found in household cleaning products. Esposito wants the state health department to make the water suppliers disclose the levels of contaminants to customers and provide a timeline for when their water will be up to standard.
You're listening to C19. WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, the city of Bridgeport wants its ex-chief of police to pay up after a job-rigging scandal, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones confronted by Yale students, and a look at an organization empowering women in Bridgeport.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
The city of Bridgeport, Connecticut wants a total of $300,000 from an ex-chief of police and a city hall worker who pleaded guilty to a job rigging scandal in federal court last year. WSHU's Cassandra Basler has more.
Ex-Bridgeport Police Chief Armando Perez and former personnel director David Dunn have already paid about $150,000 in damages. That was suggested by federal prosecutors. Maria Pereira serves on the city council. She says the council should have sought much more. Pereira says taxpayers have already paid close to $700,000 in legal fees related to the job rigging investigation.
I believe we should seek all of that. And of course, we have two major lawsuits that have been filed now.
Pereira says the city could face huge payouts for those lawsuits brought by police over the job scandal. The judge would need to approve the additional $150,000 requested by city council. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was confronted by several Yale students while recording a segment for his web show on the university's campus in New Haven. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
About two dozen people surrounded Jones as he filmed on the street in a video posted by the student-run Yale Daily News. Jones stood outside the headquarters for Skull and Bones. The Campus Secret Society is one of the oldest in America and counts among its members former presidents William Howard Taft and the two Bushes. One person in the video confronted Jones over claims he made about the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Jones claimed the shooting was staged and its victims were actors. He's facing multiple lawsuits from victims' families over his false claims.
And that was WSHU's Davis Donovan reporting. Coming up, one in five women in Bridgeport never finished high school, but one organization is working to fix that. That story in just a bit, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Residents 50 and over are now eligible for the vaccine as of yesterday.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224.
The vaccine is open to any residents 45 and older, as well as teachers and child care providers. Suffolk County District Attorney Tim Sini has announced the creation of a hate crime task force to tackle bias-related incidents. Prosecutors will work with the Suffolk County Police Department's Hate Crimes Unit and the county's Human Rights Division. The task force will investigate suspected hate crimes and pursue enhanced charges when appropriate. There will also be stop bias training for those who are convicted and sentenced for hate crimes. Over 600 claims of abuse against Boy Scout councils in coastal Connecticut and Long Island were revealed during this week's bankruptcy hearings for the Boy Scouts of America. Men who say they were sexually abused as scouts filed over 5,000 claims in New York, the state with the third highest number of claims. Connecticut had 800. On Long Island, Suffolk and Nassau counties both had close to 200 claims, and the Milford, Connecticut-based council had just over 200. The Boy Scouts of America did not comment on individual claims, but says they've introduced new policies over the last decade to train volunteer scout leaders in an attempt to create a safer environment for young people. As WSHU marks Women's History Month, we look at an organization that's empowering women in Bridgeport. Claire Seacrest reports.
One out of every five women do not have their high school diploma in Bridgeport. The Mercy Learning Center provides low-income and undereducated women with academic programs to get their diplomas. Jane Ferreira is the CEO of Mercy Learning Center.
Most of their time as a woman, they have very low self-esteem. If you can say to them, you know, you are smart, you have an opportunity, and they see themselves progressing, and then they're getting closer to that high school equivalency, they're excited and overwhelmed because they've accomplished something in their life.
It varies how long it takes to obtain a diploma. But Ferreira says most of the women who graduate then go on to community college around the Bridgeport area.
And their stories are a struggle because they've really had a tough life. But when you see them graduate from here and go on to the community college, there's a self-esteem that happens in their confidence and that they're going to change the world.
With over 56 different countries represented in the 1,000 students registered at the center, students often start at a third grade or lower reading level. The staff at Mercy focuses on every student's ability to push them along to make a significant change in their life.
Change is good. Change is difficult for people, but it does make a significant difference in the whole society, not just their little bubble, but it's really about the community at large.
She says that educating these women empowers them to change their whole lives, and that makes a difference in the entire community. Claire Seacrest, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
Here at WSHU, we think local news is important, and we're glad you think it's important too. Thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.